Bad news. The Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. As the end of its fiscal year and perhaps its fiscal solvency approach, the U.S. Postal Service remains in the news. Unfortunately, many of the stories and opinions are ill-informed. A national newspaper had a breathless story about how the Postal Service is creating mini post offices in convenience stores and the like. That's not new. They're called contract stations. Remember watching a Western and someone would go into the general store to pick up his mail? Most of the articles concentrate on the loss of mail volume in this internet age or its union contracts. But those aren't the real problems. It's that 5 years ago, Congress passed a bill requiring the Postal Service to contribute $5.5 billion a year in advance to a pension and benefits fund, some of which covers employment at other government agencies. The Postal Service is the only part of the federal government required to fund pensions in advance. Meanwhile, the Postal Service has been overpaying into another pension and benefits fund. Refund those overpayments or stop making the Postal Service contribute to the other fund, and it would be making a profit. But with the U.S. federal deficit soaring, that's not likely to happen. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and to see how this postal melodrama plays out, visit virtualstampclub.com.